Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Holy smokes! They got a shot!
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal! Are you kidding me?
Crazy!
I've never seen that. The NFL record! That would be an NFL record!
Holy smokes!
That's unbelievable!
Jacksonville Jaguars kicker Cam Little. 70-yard field goal to close out the first half. Only problem? Doesn't count in the record books. It's a preseason game. As much as we'll keep stats for the preseason, does not count. And to that point, Glenn tweets in, none of this matters if a 70-yard field goal doesn't count. NFL really needs to be like college. Cut the preseason, add the regular season games the NFL is craving, and, this is maybe controversial, go so we can have the Super Bowl in March. I think that's a bit too long.
Unless he's saying push the schedule.
Well, he's also saying get rid of the preseason games, which
I think
means
he's saying
we
like
start
we're starting now. Like we're starting at in the middle of August or we start in
to
September
push it to,
at it. Yeah.
You know, to
yeah.
push it to March, you're starting in September.
You're still starting in September. We're just going long in camp with no games, and then we just add those games on.
But long in camp means you're starting in August and not July.
Ugh. I just don't want the Super Bowl in March. By the end of the season, I think we're all kind of just we're drained. It's a lot of we're even, you know, guilty of it too. It's a lot of talk all the time. It kind of takes over your life. By the end, you're like, okay, I'm really glad it's one game left. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, I'm ready for football to begin. But
I don't know.
I don't know about Super Bowl in March. That's
Oh, here we go. We've got classic preseason overreaction on ESPN here. Are the Giants already being slept on?
Oh, what are you talking about? Abdul Carter? Looking like a menace. Jackson Dart in the face of danger drops an absolute beauty to Hook'em Horns, little Jordan Humphrey. I mean, I understand it.
This is what's wrong with this country.
The Super Bowl March thing, though, really does. The NFL won't want that simply for the fact of they lose all of their draft coverage.
Yeah.
Like, they would have everything still ultimately be the same. You'd still be covering them for all of February and all of March, but they'd have to go right into draft coverage, or would they do kind of what the NBA does, where, like, the combine's, like, around the end of the season. And no, they're not going to do that. The NFL loves to space everything out.
The NFL loves being a 12-month league.
Yeah. Rather than we're going to clump our two biggest things, obviously the season and then the draft, together, they're not going to want to do
that. But most of what that man is saying is right, though. Like, add that 18th game, get rid of the preseason.
Let's ride.
And let's just go.
The Jaguars are going to try to get Cam Little that record, aren't they?
I don't know.
Now they know he's got it, and
you can't
necessarily hear it in that clip, but he had about 5 more yards to give on that.
I don't know about that. I think he was at his limit.
I think they're going to try, though. And the thing is, that's a dangerous weapon, too, if you can cross the 50 and essentially be in field goal range.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous weapon.
Especially
at least to try.
With how touchbacks
are. At least to try, yes. And with what touchbacks are, at least to try, that's a dangerous weapon. They're going to try to get him the record. Now that they know he's got it in his wheelhouse, they should.
I don't know about should. You have, like, there is evidence of it existing.
Mm-hmm.
That is there. It's just not in the record book.
Well, I'm saying they should in the sense of, instead of punting, because it's, you know, 4th and 8, and it's going to be like a 70-yard field goal, try it.
Why do you think they're trying it, though, Zach?
Well, it's preseason. They want to see if he's got it.
It's preseason, and also it's the kick before the end of a half.
Yeah. So at that point, try it.
That kind of situation.
If they're in a situation again, they'll try it.
That's the thing. The situation has to dictate that. But if there's more than like 2 seconds left on the clock, like say there's 10 seconds left, you're not trying it. You want to know why? There's a run back opportunity. Or you miss it, the other team could now just flip the field and do the same thing. Quite literally, you would have battling field goals.
I mean, that's coaching scared as hell then. That is coaching so scared.
What do you think NFL coaches do?
I don't disagree, but that's like almost cowardly. I know my kicker's got this, but I'm really scared they might return this in a 1 in a million play. So we're not going to try this. Or if that happened, I'd be – and it's Liam Cohen. It's probably a young guy.
I'd probably say it has to do more with if we miss this, they can turn around and kick the field goal anyway. And it's not 70 yards. We're losing that battle.
I want them to try it again.
That's why I don't think it would happen.
I want them to try it again. He's got it in his wheelhouse, and it was comfortably made. They can do it again. 803-0550, the number to call. Your takeaways from game number one of the preseason. Jonathan tweets in, shaver season loading. What is the season going to be for him? Let's say right now he makes the roster, he's wide receiver 5. But what would then be a great season for him? I'm not sitting here going he's going to be the Victor Cruz, right? I brought him up a lot as that sort of preseason camp hero, what have you, for the Giants. He popped off. He found himself in the preseason. I don't think that's a thing that's going to happen.
Correct.
But 20, 25 catches, being a guy that's out there, pretty good at blocking, they can actually throw him out there regularly and get good reps from him. That's good. He's part of that young receiver core as well. They really don't have an old wide receiver. And we are all sitting here wondering, what is Curtis Samuel on this roster? And his position is somewhat oversaturated with a lot of guys that can do his role.
Yeah, and that's kind of where you get into this problem of, maybe you're not a cut candidate necessarily based on your contract, but could you be unloaded to a team that is in need of some wide receivers and you can sell them on, hey, can we do a pick swap? I'll give you Curtis Samuel.
I think that's becoming more and more likely.
It's more and more likely because why do the Bills need to worry about having Samuel on this team if they have Shavers and Hamler and
Moore
and Elijah Moore?
Well, and that's the thing, too.
Being a cheaper option,
and we bring up the Moore play. They go back to the film room. If he is wide open and nailed it and Mitch just didn't get the ball,
the wide receiver coach looks at that.
Yeah, that's a plus to Moore. It's not a negative, I didn't get the ball, so it doesn't count. That's a plus in the film room. That matters to these guys.
And for Samuel, again,
it's just there is no real positives. Now, we brought up with Shavers and we brought up with the defense on negative ends. Samuel, when he was healthy at the end of the year, actually started to look like the guy you gave a 3-year deal to.
Right.
But again, he's not healthy. And unlike Cole Bishop, who's a drafted player, you don't really have the room in the safety room to be like, you know what, screw it, we're just going to move on. You have room in the wide receiver room.
And oddly enough, with all the injuries that happened at wide receiver in camp, there were a lot more of them available to him in the preseason game than the secondary.
Yep.
Oddly enough, that's not an accident at that point.
Yep.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So you pay attention to those things.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll start this segment off with Tom on the line. Tom, how are we doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Okay, so I watched the whole game on Saturday afternoon, and I have some observations. I mean, I know it was preseason. I know that we're going to give away our offense, and I'm really not talking about the offense at all. I've got some things that concern me, like lining up in a neutral zone and going out of bounds without being pushed out. Those are the kind of things that should be drummed into the heads of those people. And I've seen a lot of it last year during the regular season, and then we see it again. I also noticed in the, especially in the first quarter, and then maybe I didn't notice it as much, where slips on the field.
Yeah.
With guys trying to make a turn, and they just feet went out from under them. Do we have a problem with a worn-out rug or something? I mean, these kind of things lead to soft tissue injuries. And that's a concern to me. And like the previous caller, we were just playing awful on third down and then even fourth down convert stops. They got almost Every time. What were they at, 75%?
Yeah, they were 11 of 19 if you combine the fourth and third down conversions. I mean, it was a ridiculous pop. Tom, thanks for the call. On the field thing, though, too.
That's a good
– we brought that up when we were just hanging out together watching the game, getting ready for halftime and then postgame. Mm-hmm. We were both like – and it was for both teams.
It was catching a lot of people.
Like, what is going on?
Yeah, I would look into the
go away. I didn't remember bringing it up a lot after maybe the first quarter. I would still look into it. But yeah, look into it.
I would still look into it. Make sure you got proper turf for week one against Baltimore.
I do.
There are a lot of slips from both teams, though. It's like it's enough to wear. It's noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pointed out.
It did absolutely happen. The lining up in the neutral zone, Landon Jackson talking about someone getting positives in the film room. That'll be. Negative.
That's going to be – you look away.
I mean, I tweeted out rookie on rookie crime. That's a big play from Hancock. He was right where he needed to be. By the way, continuing a really good day from Jordan Hancock. Him is the safeties maybe in general is who I'm most excited to see what the All-22 shows. Because safety, you do not get a lot of on the actual television broadcast. There's much more for the film stuff. But Hancock seemed to be almost everywhere you wanted him to be. That pick was great for him. And it's taken away because Landon Jackson lines up in the neutral zone.
Which
that was kind of the only
second
thing
that day.
Yeah.
Ed Oliver also does it in the first quarter.
Right,
so
right.
So it's like, guys, you can't be doing that.
Don't be pulling the D Ford. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. The D Ford mention. Like, yeah, I guess the Kansas City Chiefs turned their fortunes around after that play, but man, they did not get to a Super Bowl because.
Yeah, never forget. D Ford made
D
sure
Ford
that we
lined
didn't
up in the neutral zone.
We didn't have to deal with
on
more
an interception.
Of the Chiefs. I think, was it an interception or just a fourth down stop?
It was either way. Like, it was a turnover.
Yeah, it was a turnover, and that ends it.
And it ends the game, except it doesn't.
Third down stuff, though, I can fully understand anyone being any sort of discouraged. Because, look, I was too, because that was a continuation from last year.
It's
they were
the
not
last thing
a
you
great
saw.
Third down defensive team. It's why they added so much to the defensive line. It's not just the rookies. It is also Bosa and Hoyt and Ogunjobi. They need those guys to get home. I think it's also why, and Sal's brought this up a lot when we've talked with them and everyone else on the station has talked to them, that they have been going away a little bit from that zone-heavy system to more man coverage. They've got to get home, though. They also have to get way better at defending screens. That's not just a preseason thing. That is a Bills defense
that
they don't do particularly well against screen passes.
The screen pass thing, like, come on. Can
I
we
wish
just
I could
not?
Find any numbers on the on a successful screen run against the Bills defense. It feels like it's 90% of the time.
It feels like it's every – yeah, like 90% of the time it works every time. Like, yeah, I also wonder what a screen pass looks like in practice because the Bills are not particularly good at running them themselves.
That might be the biggest problem. That might be the problem, Derek. I think
is it that the defense is so bad that the offense thinks that they're good at it?
No, I think it's the opposite. The offense is so bad at it, the defense thinks they nailed it, and then they go and run it in a game, and they're like, oh, we've been fooled. We've been bamboozled.
The chicken and the egg conversation with Bills in the screen game.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
every screen
once
burns
again, though,
my insides.
Pass rush needs to be married to its coverage,
mm-hmm.
and I'm bringing this one back. From last year, please don't file for a divorce.
803-0550, the number to call. John, if you hang on the line, we'll get to you after this quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.